This is Passport to Texas. Texans are in for a treat this month and next because monarch butterflies are on the move.
Yeah, monarchs in the insect world have the longest migration. Basically, they spend the winter down in Mexico. They come up to the U.S., spend their summer up here, feeding, laying eggs, then they go back to Mexico.
Michael Warriner is an invertebrate biologist at Texas Parks and Wildlife. He says monarchs that head north in springtime are not the same monarchs that return to Mexico in the fall.
The monarch that comes from Mexico pretty much ends its life in Texas. It comes here, it lays its eggs, and the next generation is the one that moves further north.
Now, it's only a few weeks from egg to butterfly, and you might be surprised by the number of generations it takes to complete this lengthy migration.
Oh, wow. You could probably have anywhere from probably 3 to 6 generations. So the ones that come up from Mexico to Texas is probably their great-great-great-grandchildren that are coming back down at the end of the summer.
Tomorrow, we talk about a citizen science project called Monarch Watch.
People can get involved in that by reporting their sightings.
That's our show for today, with funding provided by Chevrolet, building dependable, reliable trucks for more than 90 years. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.